name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 1st of September 2009 and the time is 2:25 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Hello, I'm Mark Coleman and I am 36 and I'm from Sevenoaks in Kent.
And have you travelled into London especially today for your hour?
Yeah, it just takes half an hour on the train, so it's quite easy to get here. I'm getting at Charing Cross, which is just 2 minutes walk away, so it's quite nice.
And just coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action being how you imagined it would be?
I think so. I didn't really know what to expect. But it's nice to see sort of crowds of people who are interested, and then it's also quite nice to see a lot of other people just enjoying the square and sitting on the steps and having a nice day out in London. It's quite nice.
Have you seen much of the project online?
I've seen a bit online. I've seen like people dressed up as someone earlier today was the Pink Panther, the Plinth Panther, and people have outfits and stuff, and talking about issues and stuff. But I'm not planning on doing anything showy or you know, putting on a display or anything. I'm just gonna go up there and enjoy myself and have a little bit of a picnic, enjoy the weather, enjoy the view and have a look around.
Just take it all in, the hour around.
Yeah,
doing. And why have you decided to do that over something else? Or?
Well, I'm not really sort of showy. It's not my character to sort of dress up or sort of pontificate about an issue or something like that. It's not. So I thought, well, if I'm just going to be me, which is kind of, you know, part of the project is just have to be people up there being themselves. I'm just kind of a sort of quietish guy. I thought I'd just do what I would do on a day out in London and just sit there and have a bit of bread and cheese and a little picnic. I had a couple of ideas. I was thinking briefly of what I do for my day job is I do web development stuff. I was thinking of taking my computer up there and building a website in an hour, just a very quick, brief one. But I checked out where there was internet access. I don't think it would be a bit fiddly. And then I thought, well, it might rain and I'd get my computer wet and stuff. So I thought, no, I'd just be me and not do anything too fancy, just enjoy myself.
And when you first heard about the project, what is it that appealed to you and made you think I'd like to have a go at that?
Well, I like the whole idea of this, the plinth there and having sort of art displayed up there is a great idea. It's a nice way to use an empty bit of London in an imaginative way. And I like Anthony Gormley's the other statues and stuff he's done around London he's had and on the shore and stuff. It's quite cool. And it seems like a nice idea just to have people being themselves and having a, you know, the whole art project itself seems like quite a good concept. So I thought, yeah, I'll do that. And then I got accepted. I thought, what have I done? What have I let myself in? I don't know what to do now. And then I thought, am I going to have to, you know, do something flashy? And I thought, oh no. And then my wife said, well, if you don't do it, you'll regret it. And I thought, that's a very good point. It's going to be an experience just to be up there and do something that very few people have ever had the chance to do. So I thought, yeah, I'll go up there and enjoy myself.
And now that you're here at this moment in time, how are you feeling before coming up?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. It's all kind of a whole mixture of emotions, a bit anxious, a bit sort of, I'm wondering if people are going to be staring at me and whether they're going to expect something or what, but I'm just going to relax and see what happens.
And do you have any expectations about what the hour on the plinth will be like?
No, not really. I don't know. I don't know what. It's not something I've had anything remotely similar experience. So I'll just see what happens. The only sort of prediction I've got is the weather. They said on last night I was checking, they said it was going to chuck it down with rain for this particular hour on the weather map. There was a shower came in and it was really heavy shower, but it looks absolutely lovely out there at the moment, so I brought an umbrella just in case, but I think it looks like it would be quite nice.
And what do you hope to happen?
What do I hope will happen? I just go up there, enjoy myself. It'll be nice weather. I can sit there and look at people, watch things go past. Maybe see what's... I've got my phone, so I might get some messages and talk to people and just have a chat and say, hello, Mum, I'm on the plinth or something. I don't know.
Do you have any concerns at all about going up?
Not really. No, I don't think so. Just sort of, I wonder what people will be staring at me and what they might say. But no, I don't mind the height or anything like that. So just go up there and enjoy it. It's nice weather. It looks good. See how it goes.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that at all. Who am I doing it for? I haven't got like a charity or an organisation or anything like that. Am I doing it for me? I don't know. Am I doing it for me? I'm not sure I am. But I don't think I'm doing it for anyone else. So it just seemed like something to do and an experience. So yeah, I guess it is for me in the end, isn't it? Yeah, something to remember.
What would you hope to get out of the experience?
Just some memories of London and being here and taking part. It's been nice to see that some of the other people who've been up there and we've had a quick chat with, and they've already experienced it, and just being part of the day and seeing people and seeing how they've experienced it as well is quite nice. The last guy who just came off looked like he had a really good time.
And is there any impact that you'd like to have on the people that are watching?
I guess if I'm just going to be myself and just having a, you know, I'm not going to be out there and doing something like, I think some people watching are kind of rating people on their performance or how good their dancing is or something like that, but I'm not going to be doing anything like that. There's a lot of sort of, you know, Big Brother reality TV making everything a spectacle, but I'm not doing anything like that, so maybe they'll lose that expectation a bit, and I think it's probably a good thing. I think it's a bit too much sort of voyeuristic Big Brother type stuff, so I'm not doing that.
And when you were thinking about what to do, were you ever concerned, or did you ever feel any pressure about the people that were watching, or has it always just been about you and your hour and you enjoying it?
No, I think I was, and then I thought, no, well, never mind, whatever. But yeah, I know people will be watching, and they'll it's an odd piece of art, isn't it? Because it's not like you go to a gallery and people would sort of just look at a picture and quietly contemplate it. There's a bit more interaction, and because it's a person, it's a bit more like it's a performance rather than, you know, some sort of living sculpture. It seems to be there's a larger expectation of something actually happening.
And would you view it as art? If you were someone who was just watching it, perhaps, would you consider it art, or is that just because you know a bit more about the project? How would you interpret it?
I think you can think of it as art. I don't know. I think modern art seems to be a lot about if you can think of a reason why it's art. You know, if you can explain why it's art, then it's kind of art. So if you can, an interaction between a person being displayed and the people around them is art, if it's called art and people are looking at it as art and then kind of interpreting it in a certain way and thinking about what it represents and stuff, then it kind of becomes art if you call it art, and then you can talk about why.
You mentioned your work earlier. Would you mind telling me a little bit more about your path and how you got into what you're doing now?
At work? So I did computer science. My dad has always had electronics and stuff around the house, and computers and gadgets and stuff. So I've grown up with computers, and I did a computer science degree, and I went straight into a job working on computers and working on the internet, and I've done it ever since, really. And I've loved it since I was at university playing on the internet, which was quite a while ago now. So it was just kind of starting out, the World Wide Web, when I was at university. It was just kicking off. So I've been doing it since the beginning. Missed out on all that internet millionaire stuff that went, all the dot-com bubble. But now I really enjoy it, so that's what I still do now.
What is it that you enjoy about it and get out of your work?
You can be a bit creative. It's weird. It's half a science and half engineering, and you get to create things, you know, using a mental process rather than, you know, I'm not artistic at all. I can't draw. I can't do any sort of musical talents at all. But you can create something, some piece of software that does something, that, you know, has a function, and it has a bit of creativity involved in that process that I like. And you get a sense of accomplishment when you finish and it works. You know, you've solved a problem. I like to do problem solving type things. So it's quite nice. It just suits my personality.
And outside of work, what are the kinds of things that you're interested in?
What do I do? Outside of work, what do I do? I do a lot of stuff on the computer as hobbies as well. You know, it's something I use a lot. You know, not so many computer games, but sort of surfing the internet or stuff like that. I would say, I can't really say it now, but I used to go to the gym, you know, 5 times a week, and that was, you know, took up quite a lot of spare time. But I don't do that. I always say I'm going to go back and do that again. But you know, also go see the family. Things like that, yeah.
What are the things that are important to you in your life?
My family is important. The sort of causes I like. I'm quite interested in the environment, and you know, what we can do to protect the environment. And I'd like to be able to do more on that, and more about helping. You know, I've got a couple of plans for stuff to do at work that will be helping charities raise money and stuff. So that's something I'm going to do. It's my next big project I've got planned. Is kind of helping charities, in my case in particular, sort of environmental charities. So yeah, I'm going to do that as my next project once this is out of the way and I can concentrate again.
Have you taken part in arts projects before?
No, I can't think of anything. I've done nothing. I mean, there's nothing like this at all, is there? But no, not really. I don't.
Now, would you summarise your experience of this project since hearing that you had a place and how you felt at that point, to this moment before going up? What has that been like?
Well, at first it was, it's a bit of a surprise that I actually got picked. And I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? And then, you know, I decided I definitely would do it, and I couldn't back out. And then spent a lot of time sort of worrying about what I would do up there, and you know, whether I should do something special or dress up in a funny suit or think of a good cause to talk about. But I thought, no, I'll just be me and sit up there and won't prepare much and just have a nice day.
And if you think back to your profile on the website, do you remember what the 3 words were that you put about yourself?
I couldn't think of 3 words. So I spent a lot of time going, I don't know, how do I sum up? What can I say in 3 words? So I think the 3 words I chose was 3 words insufficient. Because I just couldn't think of how to sum it up in 3 words. I mean, it's a difficult thing to say, isn't it?
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
Ooh, People tell me I'm very laid back, but I don't. I see it quite the opposite. I see I'm always kind of thinking about something. I've always got some sort of concern in my mind, but from the outside, maybe I seem laid back quite a lot. But I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I'm not very good at self-analysis, I think.
When you come down from the limp today, how do you hope to be feeling about your hour that's just gone?
I hope I've enjoyed it, and that I'll be able to remember it, which I'm sure I will. So, yeah, I wonder what, if anyone, you know, out there is... has anything to, you know, interact. I can sort of have a chat with someone or something like that, but just as long as I enjoy it and I can remember what happened, and I'll have a memory.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.